If the truth they speak is saving lives, we should listen.
You can't handle the truth.
You don't want to hear the truth.
From our New York studios up in Harlem, Don Lemon, good morning.
Good morning, good morning. We'll see. This would be so funny. I can't tell you how much a lot of people would enjoy this.
What?
Let's talk about this man's death. I'll tell you. If President Obama became Justice Obama.
Ooh,
wow.
I like that.
I mean, can you imagine? Just think about it. Think
they
about
would go
that.
Crazy. You're right.
Oh, my goodness.
Not since they found out Beyonce was black. With it.
Did you see that bit on Saturday Night Live? That was so funny.
I was rolling off of my couch.
You put that bit on blackamericaweb.com.
It was so good. Beyonce. I'm black. You're not black. You're my girl.
You're not black. You're my girl.
That guy over there is black. Why? We know he's
black. Well, he is black.
And all the black people are like, what is going on?
Beyonce, you know, her video. Oh, yeah.
Okay, down to business. Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia's death over the weekend shocked the world, especially the political world. You saw it. Speculation as to who President Barack Obama would nominate to replace him came almost simultaneously with the announcement of his passing. One of the most likely nominees is Judge Paul Watford. Judge Paul Watford is an African-American who sits on the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, the Ninth U.S. Court of Appeals. Some other unlikely nominees that are being mentioned are also African-Americans, like U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch. Tom, you talked about her. I think you think that she would be good. Kamala Harris, who was the first African-American Attorney General in California, and New Jersey Senator Cory Booker. They're all being mentioned, but not by the heavyweights in Washington. This Paul Watford is the one who is being seriously discussed. CNN contributor Bakari Sellers, who happens to be a former South Carolina state senator, a state with a primary coming up, a state with a large number of black voters, says any of those judges would be seen as unapologetically liberal and would stand up for issues like the Voting Rights Act and other issues which specifically affect African Americans. Here he is.
Oh, no doubt about it. I mean, we're talking about the Voting Rights Act. I mean, we're talking about issues that are very near and dear to the hearts of many African Americans. I mean, you know, we think about all the sacrifices that were made so that we can make it this far. In South Carolina, I always tell people that you don't have to go far to find your civil rights hero. I mean, you can go to different people's kitchens and you understand that they were the ones who sacrificed, who struggled, who were in prison, who were shot, who were beaten. South Carolina is a very different culture. And one thing that we do understand is the role that the Supreme Court plays.
Mm-hmm. And that's a lot of people in the South, a lot of people all over the country. And, you know, sadly, you know, one day we're going to be sitting here saying the last civil rights fighter passed today, because that day is surely coming. And I hate to say that, but it's true. But Republicans have vowed to block any nominee the president puts forward. They're going to block anyone for the next year or so. They want the next president to make the appointment. However, that could backfire if Hillary Clinton becomes president. Her nominee could possibly be none other than, guess who? I gave it away at the top of this thing, Barack Obama. Here's what she told voters in January.
I would certainly take that under advisement. I mean, he's brilliant, and he can set forth an argument, and he was a law professor, so he's got all the credentials. Now, we do have to get a Democratic Senate to get him confirmed.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Seriously, I know we talked about it, but that would just, that appointment, the appointment of a liberal judge or of a judge of color to succeed Scalia would be seen as poetic justice for African Americans, considering Scalia has often been on the opposite side of black issues. Scalia even claimed as recently as December, remember this, of last year, that race-based affirmative actions hurt black students, that they actually did worse, he said. So for everyone listening this morning, or for everyone who's going to read this on blackamericaweb.com, this is no doubt the most important election in which we will participate in our lifetimes. We thought it was the last two, but this one is more important. As my CNN colleague David Gergen put it, he puts it this way. This election will determine control of the White House, control of the Senate, and control of the Supreme Court. All three branches of government are in play this time. This time is much more than who sits in the Oval Office. Mm-hmm. This is real.
Yeah, and pretty scary at that. Republicans
could consider. Would you want Donald Trump picking your next Supreme Court justice? Do you want Hillary Clinton? Do you want Bernie Sanders? Do you want Ted Cruz? Who do you want to be in control of the Senate? Do you want the Democrats? Do you want the Republicans? What do you think about Roe v. Wade and all other things that are going to come up with the Supreme Court?
I think that when you talk about those, who do you want in control, who do you want to run these things, those supersede the topics of health care and education, mm-hmm. simply because who you put in control will make those mm-hmm. decisions and put those items into play. And so you have to really consider who you're going to vote for in terms of this and where you want to go with this. Because who you're going to put in terms of that fifth person to make that swing vote is going to affect.
Make a big difference.
It's going to affect all of those cases coming forth for the next half century.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there's eight people now. So the courts, you know, if there's a decision, the court would be deadlocked. So you need that other person, right? Or that fifth person to knock off the four, to balance out the four. But, I mean, the next president gets to pick another Supreme Court justice, maybe two or three, right?
Yeah.
And so this is big. And the point about electability is really important
right now. It's real.
It's real. It's not just like who has the best
dream. Who would you like to have? No.
Yeah, Don, who would you like?
No. That's like, who would you like to have? But who do you need to have is
exactly, Sybil.
Yeah.